And we're joined today on The Scoop by Cal Soderquist of the Timberwolves Radio Network. Cal, thanks for joining me.
You bet, Seth. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we take a look at the Timberwolves, what they've got coming up and how they've done over the last couple of games, I do have a couple of bigger picture NBA questions for you. The first one being, we saw a major milestone in the NBA as LeBron James became the youngest player to score 30,000 points. And it seems like LeBron has been around forever, and he has, playing at a very high level. But what has it been like as just a neutral observer, being able to watch him from afar and see what he's been able to accomplish in his career so far?
You know, I think it's incredible, and I think kind of what this accomplishment specifically really highlights for him is just the longevity. And you kind of mentioned, you know, he's been around forever, and it really feels like that. But just how he continues to play, I mean, he takes his team to the NBA Finals basically every season, and he plays all those extra games and extra minutes, rarely gets many nights off, and still has little to no drop-off in his production and, you know, his all of his different stats. And the fact that he's now, I think, the seventh player who can consider himself a 30,000-point scorer, that's pretty special. And like you said, he was the fastest guy to get there. Who knows where he can go? This is all said and done. It's pretty fun to kind of speculate and guess at that. But for me, just the fact that, you know, knock on wood, he's been one of the healthier players in the history of the league in terms of injuries he's had to deal with. And just the way he prepares himself every offseason to then come into these regular seasons and these postseasons and handle the minutes load and just the production that he's able to do year in and year out, it's something that I think we even take for granted at times as NBA fans.
Has this season been his most impressive work, considering all of the turmoil that's been going on around him with various players not living up to what was expected of them, the defense falling off substantially, and what seems like a nightly rift in the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's definitely been the most challenging for him. I don't know if he'd want to admit that, but it's got to be right up there. And I think, his numbers still are incredible in terms of the usage and all the different things he's had to do. I mean, how many games has there been where it seems like he's led the team in every category on a given night? So he's still, you know, he has his hands full, and I think this is a unique season as well, just with, you know, you're working in Isaiah Thomas and you're adjusting to the loss of Kyrie Irving, and then there's questions swirling surrounding this upcoming offseason where he obviously has a chance to become a free agent. But, you know, depending on where this season ends for the Cleveland Cavaliers, if they do end up back in the NBA Finals again, considering some of the other teams that have kind of risen in the East and seem like legitimate challengers for him, you could definitely place this among one of the very most impressive in terms of where they end up.
Looking now at the Timberwolves, and they went 31-51 last year. They've already equaled their win total from last year this year by going 31-18. They got a three-game lead in the Northwest Division. They've got tiebreakers on several teams in the Western Conference. But just looking big picture, Cal, obviously, a lot of the credit can be given to Jimmy Butler for how this team has transformed themselves this year, and also the other free agent acquisitions, Jeff Teague, Taj Gibson. But what have been some other reasons for the Timberwolves to have made such a dramatic turnaround from last year to this year?
You know, I think Tom Thibodeau and you mentioned Jimmy Butler, and even guys like Taj Gibson, some of the veteran guys who have been a part of, you know, winning seasons like this and even seasons that have seen some postseason success, I think those guys would point to just some of the winning habits and sort of day-to-day grind that you need to embrace as a team, kind of dating back to early to mid-December when this good stretch kind of started for the Timberwolves, where they caught a little bit of fire. Tom Thibodeau would point out that the focus of the team in shoot-arounds and in walkthroughs as they prepare for opponents on a given day, he really liked where it was compared to maybe where it was in November toward the beginning of the season when everyone was still kind of adjusting to each other, new teammates, and just even if it was your first season under Tom Thibodeau and kind of the intensity that he kind of requires from his players in preparing for each game and, all right, here's our game plan for tonight, here's what our opponent does well, here's what they don't do well, here's what we need to exploit. He really has mentioned just over the last month and change that he's loved the preparation of the team, and I think he's someone who really wants to emphasize every detail because you never know on a given night what might be your edge in terms of getting a win. So I think the fact that the players are now embracing that, you know, they're really thinking and preparing for the game the morning of instead of just a couple hours before. And that just kind of speaks to, you know, especially some of these younger guys, most specifically Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. I think it's a great sign of their development that, you know, they always were very skilled and talented players who could show you some flashes, some really special things on certain nights. But now they're doing more things. They're making winning plays that Tibbs kind of calls out, you know, whether it's Andrew rebounding a little bit more, Karl Anthony Towns being an absolute monster on the glass, or some of the weak side defensive help blocks that we've seen from Cat as well. You know, the scoring will always be there. Those guys are tremendously talented scorers, both of them. But their ability to kind of impact some of the other areas of the stat sheet, I think, have been impressive so far.
The Wolves have won two games in a row without the help of Jimmy Butler or Jamal Crawford, who have been letting some injuries heal up. And those came against the Toronto Raptors, who have been a very pleasant surprise in the Eastern Conference all season. And also the Los Angeles Clippers, who were on a tear up until the game against the Timberwolves. How impressive were those two wins, considering the Timberwolves were playing shorthanded?
Yeah, I think they're both equally impressive when you consider, like you mentioned, you know, both those teams were in the playoff pictures in their respective conferences. And L.A., like you said, had to fight hard to get back. I think they were in that eighth seed entering Monday's matchup. And the Raptors, they were one of the very best teams in the East. And then the other thing you consider is, you know, Jimmy Butler had missed just two games earlier in the season. It was just a short respiratory illness that he had that caused him to sit out, and both of those games were one-sided losses for the Timberwolves that frankly they weren't close after a quarter or so, and it kind of left a lot of questions on, well, what's going to happen to this team if Jimmy has to miss more time. So that's been very encouraging, and I think it's again just a sign that some of these other players have had a chance to become more comfortable with one another as teammates. Obviously, Jeff Teague with a 30-point game in Monday's win, so he's probably more comfortable as the floor general of this team now and knows where some of his teammates want the ball. And Andrew Wiggins, you know, in those two wins, no Jimmy Butler on the perimeter with him to help create and kind of either score for himself or create and facilitate for his teammates. And Wig just kind of stepped up and said, no problem. You know, he's got 69 points over these two games combined, and including 40 in L.A., and he's just looked like a totally different player in terms of the aggressiveness and his ability, whether it's, you know, three-pointers, getting to the free-throw line, knocking some of those down. It's really been fun to see all the different ways Wig has been able to score in over these two games.
The Wolves also getting two players selected to be part of the All-Star Game festivities, Karl Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler both being voted in by the coaches to be the All-Star reserves. And an interesting format with the All-Star Game this year. It won't be East versus West. It'll be Steph Curry versus LeBron James. So first question, Cal, just talk a little bit about how much of a reward it is for Karl-Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler to be elected to the team? And second question, do you like the new format for the All-Star game?
Yeah, so it's first of all, I think it's well-deserved both for Jimmy and Kat. It's pretty special for Kat. Obviously, it's his first appearance as an All-Star, and, you know, there were even some videos going out last night when the news broke of Kat and his family getting to celebrate. Obviously, the team's still out on this road trip, so his family's out there with him, and that was cool that they got to share that moment. And I think with Kat, especially the way that his defense has picked up over the last month and change, and he really kind of accepted and embraced that challenge on that end of the floor from his coaching staff and even just some of the critics in the media. So he's done a great job of stepping up to the plate. And then Jimmy, obviously, we've seen all the different ways that Jimmy has impacted the team and even behind the scenes with the culture change and how he's really stepped in and become a leader and demanded more from some of these younger guys and really is reason number one when you think about what's caused this turnaround. And as you mentioned, you know, they've already matched the win total of last season. So both those guys, I think it's well-deserved, well-earned. And in Jimmy's case, hopefully he's just healthy enough to play in about a month when the All-Star game comes around. I don't think there's any reason for concern at this stage, but we just got to get him healthy first and get him back at that All-Star level. And as far as the new format, like you mentioned, I think it's pretty cool. I think I'm a little bit bummed that as of now they're not going to televise that draft, that selection process, because that on its own could be pretty fascinating in terms of guys getting snubbed and certain players not picking their friends or not picking their current teammates. That could just produce plenty of dramatic storylines, I think. But it will be interesting to see how these teams kind of shake up and what kind of, a balance you get in terms of the talent having to go against each other. Hopefully the guys get into it, because that's what I think makes the difference, is if the players kind of get behind it and if certain guys get motivated by not getting picked, or if certain guys start to click as teammates that we haven't seen before, sort of share the floor together. Those are some of the things that could be fun sort of storylines to watch.
Cal, looking at what the Timberwolves have coming up, they'll take on the Portland Trailblazers tonight on the road, and the Timberwolves beat the Trailblazers at home 120-103 four games ago. With how dominant the Timberwolves have been against the rest of their division, do we expect the Timberwolves to be able to come away with a win on the road on what is the first of a very tough back-to-back with Golden State waiting tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think it's been huge the way the Wolves have had success against the Northwest Division so far, like you pointed out. And I don't think it'll be easy, especially on the road tonight. Portland's a team that plays very well at home, and they're sort of like the Clippers. They're one of those teams that's jumbled together in that back portion of the Western Conference playoff picture, and no one wants to give up too much ground, even at this stage of the season, in terms of keeping yourself in the spot you want, in terms of not falling out of the playoff picture and then having to string together a bunch of wins to just get back in. And obviously guys like Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum have the ability to light you up any given night. But yeah, Minnesota they've executed their game plans against the Blazers so far this year. And you mentioned that just the recent win on that last lengthy homestand at Target Center. So I think, it's a whole different animal if you're without Jimmy and Jamal Crawford again, and nothing's official yet, but I think it'd be a long shot for those guys to be ready to go here tonight. So that just means a tougher task for Andrew Wiggins, a tougher task for Karl-Anthony Towns, and even guys like Nemanja Bjelica or Marcus Georges Hunt, they've seen their minutes both go up with Jimmy and Jamal out. So I'm very excited to see if these guys can carry it over from Monday and from Saturday, because, you know, those were two very impressive wins. And even if you mentioned how difficult this back-to-back is going to be in its entirety in terms of, you know, you've got to go back to the Bay Area again right away tomorrow night and take on the defending champs. But if somehow you can salvage one of these two even, I think you'd consider that a win, considering the shorthanded nature of the Wolves right now. And it won't be easy with two games and two nights, but you could call it a successful road trip for sure. So let's see how they come out tonight. And I think, on the road, it's always tough. But if you bring that same effort, that same focus, they're going to have a chance.
And we'll see how it all turns out here. The Wolves definitely playing well here in 2018. We'll see how that continues as well. Cal, thanks for joining the show here today. Great stuff, and always good to talk to you with the Timberwolves playing well here so far this season. We'll see how they do on this tough stretch to finish out the month of January, and we'll catch up with you again later on down the road.
That sounds good. Anytime, Seth. Thank you.